Welcome to this message by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Bishop Edwin Ogo is a seasoned minister of the Word of God whose messages on Christian living, church building, and the work of the ministry are a great inspiration to ministers all over the world. He pastors the Makanere Cathedral in Oyibi, where he ministers powerfully in various services, transforming lives and raising zealous church workers. You will experience the transformational force and power of God's Word as he ministers passionately to you today. Be blessed as you listen.
Your master, your savior. Sing with me. Jesus, Jesus, Lord, to me, you're my master, savior, prince of peace, ruler of my heart. Morning, say Jesus, 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 Lord to me. He's the master, master, savior, prince of peace, ruler of my heart. Simple song, sing. Jesus, Lord, to me, Master Savior, Master Savior, Prince of Peace, ruler of my heart. Let Pastor David play in a few seconds. Pray that Jesus will be the master of your life. Pray that he will be your savior. Bible says that he came to seek and save that which was lost. That was his commanding. If you are here this morning, Jesus should be the center of your life. Just lift up your voice for just a second and pray that Jesus be the master, the ruler, and the prince of peace of your heart. Says, Lord, to me. Can I hear you sing? Ruler of my heart today. Everybody sing with me. Jesus, Lord.
This morning we declare that you are the ruler.
Ruler.
Why don't you sing it for the last time? You are the ruler of my heart today. Jesus,
Lord, to me.
Jesus, you are the ruler of our hearts this morning. Church of God, I want you to stand to your feet this morning. The time we've been waiting for has come. In this heavily charged atmosphere where we are worshiping Jesus. Oh, you know, in John chapter 12, a certain group came to meet some of the disciples, and they had a request. They said that we want to see Jesus. We are here to see Jesus. We beg you. We don't care about the bread. We don't care about the fishes, all these things. We want to see Jesus. How many are here to see Jesus? This morning, God has sent us His servant who will minister to us His word, who will present to you a picture of Jesus. You will see Jesus as you have come to church this morning. Church of God, I want you to put your hands together. Add a shout. You can jump as we welcome to this international pulpit the man of God, our pastor, the servant of the Lord, our bishop, the bishop, Edwin Morgan Ogo. Put your hands together, somebody.
My heart. Father, we thank you for this morning. We ask that you speak to us through your word in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. At this time, I don't want to see any movement. I'm about to preach the word of God. Today, everyone here is going to take a decision concerning Jesus. And because you are going to take a decision concerning Jesus, I want to talk to you about who Jesus is. So the title of the message is, Who is Jesus? We know presidents of countries. We are Ghanaians. We know our president. Some of you know some rich people. You know your father. You know your mother. You know your headmaster. Some of you know your parliamentarian. But this morning, it is very important for you to know Jesus. You need to know him because he is different from your father at home. He is different from the richest man you know. Jesus is different from the president of your country. Who is Jesus? The first thing about Jesus is that he is the one, the only one God gave us to show his love for us. How many of you know that God loves you? How many of you have heard it before? God loves you. God loves you. God loves you. God loves me. Yes. Now, God showed his love for you through Jesus. In John chapter 3 and verse 16, the Bible says, For God so loved the world. God's love for the world was shown in that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. My dear brothers and my dear sisters, the man Jesus is God's greatest expression of his love. If God loves you, he will give you food to eat, money, and so on. But the greatest show of God's love is not money. The greatest show of God's love is not a job. The greatest show of God's love is not healing for your body. The greatest show of God's love is Jesus. That is why this morning, for a few minutes, I want to tell you who Jesus is. Number one, Jesus was the Son of Man. That is a very, very, very big characteristic of Jesus. We know Jesus as the Son of God, who came from heaven. John 3:16. He gave his only begotten son. So Jesus was the Son of God. But I also want you to know that Jesus was also the Son of Man. Now, why is it important? Let's read it first from Matthew 16, verse 13. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? This morning, I want to present Jesus to you as the Son of Man. Why is it important? Because as a Son of Man, He knows how you feel. He went through what you are going through. The Bible says that He was touched in every way. Every way. If you feel pain, Jesus can feel your pain. You see, I told you first of all that He's the Son of God. There is no man who is the Son of God. Only Jesus or the Son of God. Then in addition to being the Son of God, He is also the Son of Man. Now, I've said something that is not very powerful. I'm sure if you are a little intelligent, you say, and so what? He's the Son of Man. And so what? He's the Son of Man because He can feel your pain. He knows what you are going through.
He knows what I'm going through.
If your heart is broken, He has also had a broken heart before.
Hey!
If someone says, I don't know you, I don't like you, Peter did it to him. Now, you may ask that. But if that is the case, then other people also can feel what I'm going. If I have a broken heart, this pastor's heart has been broken before. If I've been rejected, this woman has also been rejected. If I'm hungry, and you are saying that Jesus was also hungry, because the Bible said that Jesus was hungry. He went to a tree to look for food to eat. But you are also hungry. Now, the difference between you feeling my pain and Jesus feeling my pain is that you can't meet my need. You can't solve my pain. But Jesus, the Son of God, He has the power from heaven to solve your problem. So you need somebody who has a big power and can also feel your pain. You know, there are people who are powerful but can't feel your pain. When you are depressed, you can't feel, you don't understand what depression is. But Jesus was depressed. Yes. When John the Baptist died, he was so depressed, he moved away. He left town and went to hide somewhere. Yes. It affected him. That is why, you see, it's not that we are fools. When we say we are following Jesus, we are following somebody who can not only feel our pain, but He can also solve our problems. Because as the Son of God, He has the power of God to solve our problems. From today, expect that the Jesus I am talking about today will touch your life and change you in a very powerful way. Who is Jesus? Jesus is also the way, the truth, and the life. There are many ways, but Jesus is the way. Sometimes when you want to be happy, you go and look for something to drink. It's a way. It's a way to drown your sadness. But Jesus is also a way. Sometimes when you don't have money, the little money you have, you use it for betting. It's a way. But Jesus is also the way. It's a way. That if you trust Him, He can also solve your money problems. He's the way. He's the truth. He's the life. He's the life. There's a certain life in Jesus. It's called the abundant life. In John chapter 10, verse 10, we see the abundant life. He said, the thief cometh not, but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I am come, that you might have life, and have it more abundantly. This morning, you must not allow Satan to kill you, to destroy you, or to steal from you. Jesus has life. The life he will give you is not the life the people in your area will give you. The life, many of you sitting here, the life you are living is not the life of Jesus. You can't live a life chasing girls, sleeping with girls, stealing, fooling around. It's a type of life. We've all lived it before. But when we met Jesus, we experienced another type of life, which is different from watching pornography, having sex, attending nightclubs, fooling with girls. It's a different type of life. And today, I'm informing you that Jesus is the way. You see, another one, 14:6, it says, he's the truth. Anybody who puts Jesus away is lying to himself. You are lying. Any life that doesn't have Jesus is a lie. Yes. So I have married you. And we are living as a married couple. But there's no Jesus in this marriage. It's a lie. It's a lie. It's not real. Yes. I know you. You are my friend. You are my best friend. We are two girls. You are my best friend. But you don't have Jesus in your life. Then this friendship is a lie. It's a lie. Anything that is outside Jesus is a lie. They may have money, they may have cars, they may have planes, they may have wine, they may have shoes, they may have food, but if Jesus is not in it, it's a lie. It's a lie. Young boys, young girls, when I see you, I see your smooth faces. Very nice faces. The characteristics, in fact, the main characteristic of your face is that it is smooth. Look at it. Smooth face. Nice and smooth. This is the time to live the real life. You have not seen life. Oh. Life is, most of you, what you have, it's your mother who bought it for you. It's your sister who bought it for you. This is not life. Somebody is sponsoring you. You are going to start living a life that will involve decisions. A day will come. You will decide who to marry. You will decide where to stay. You will decide who to be your friend. But the best decision you must take before every decision is the decision to choose the truth. The truth is that Jesus is the truth. If you don't add him to your life, you waste your time. You waste your time. Any life without Jesus is a waste of time because it's a lie. Imagine I'm not feeling well. I have a headache. I have fever. I'm vomiting. My legs are weak. My joints are paining me. I can't sleep. I can't eat. When I eat a little, I vomit. Then somebody comes and says that there is a clinic just here. And he holds me. I can't even walk. He takes me to the clinic. When I go, I see a doctor in his doctor's, whatever, with a stethoscope. He checks my body, he checks my temperature, examines me, and he writes a prescription. Not knowing that the real doctor has clothes, is a cleaner who has gone to wear the doctor's shirt. The security man. One day somebody went to Kelebu. True story. There were a lot of people at the OPD like this. She said, no. As she sat there, a doctor came to call her. That what is wrong? This is, and he wrote medicine and collected money from her. Not knowing that he was a cleaner in Kelebu. Because when you are, especially in the hospital, if you are there for a long time, you hear some things and you can write some things. Somebody is lying to you. The person you think is your friend is actually going to introduce you to drugs. It's not your friend. Only Jesus is your friend. It's a lie. Anything outside Jesus is a lie. If you have friends, make sure there is Jesus in that friendship. If Jesus is not in it, and there's money, the person has a house, his father has a car, and there's everything, and there's no Jesus, you have set yourself up for a big, big disappointment. Today, I want to tell you, who is Jesus? 40 years ago, I was a 16-year-old boy. Smoking, drinking, fooling. There was no nightclub in my town I had not gone into. But I met a girl. She was also 16 years. And she spoke to me about Jesus. After I received this Jesus into my heart, there was one thing I discovered, that not knowing that what I thought was happiness and excitement and friendships, they were all lies. Through that girl, I found the real life, the real way, the real truth, the real Jesus. And today, I'm telling you that I don't know how you came here, but I'm saying to you that there is a whole life ahead of you, and there is a way to that life. Don't choose something that is not the true way. On Monday, you will go to school. You will go and go and go and go and write an exam and pass the exam. And pass and pass and pass. University pass, you finish, and decisions, you get a job. And all that, if there is no Jesus in that life, it's a lie. You may get 90%, but it's a lie. You may get 80%, it's a lie. You may get first class, it's a lie. You may marry a rich man, it's a lie. You may marry a beautiful woman, it's a lie. Once there's no Jesus in it, you are lying. It's a lie. It's a hoax. It's a scam. Who is Jesus? He is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. Make sure you don't choose a lie. Who is Jesus? I'm ending. Jesus is the light of the world. He said, I am the light. Hey! John 8 and verse 12. He said, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness. Please look at the screen if you have a screen around you. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to inform you that anybody who doesn't have Jesus
is living in darkness. You are living in darkness. You are living in darkness. And you don't want to do anything in darkness. You don't want to move around in darkness. You don't want to look for something in the dark. Who would like to look for your money which is lost? And you are looking for it in the dark. And are you aware that in life we are looking for things? We are looking for success. We are looking for a job. We are looking for a friend. We are looking for a wife. We are looking for a husband. You are looking for a place to stay. We are all looking for things. And if you don't use light, you will be surprised that what you are holding that you think is a woman is actually a man. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible says in Isaiah chapter 60, and I'm ending now. Verse 2 says, listen, darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. The world is in the dark. You see the sunlight, you see people. The people you see, they are not the people you think you are seeing. There is darkness. There is darkness. There is darkness. But anybody who has Jesus has got light. I said anybody. If you are looking for a wife and you have Jesus as your light, you will find the right woman. If you are looking for a friend and you are using Jesus to find a friend, you will find a real friend. If you are looking for a life and you allow Jesus to lead you to find that life, you will find the real life. Apart from Jesus, anything you touch is not the real thing. He's the light. He's the light. He's the light. Today, imagine you should be here tonight at 9 p.m. This place is dark. And you are trying to look for your phone. You will hurt yourself. You see that your leg will hit a chair. As you are going, you think that every place is fine. Many of you don't know that you are going to hurt yourself by living a life without Jesus. You will hurt yourself. You will hurt yourself. You don't use today's happiness as the evidence that you are living a good life. You just need to take a few more steps. If in the night the place is very dark and I'm standing here, I'm fine. No movement. But if I must take more steps, I stand the risk of hurting myself. My sister, the world is a very dark place. Jesus, who is Jesus? He is the light. Who is Jesus? He is the light. He is the light. I recommend him to you. He is the light. My sister, don't choose friends without Jesus. Don't choose a job with your intelligence. Let Jesus, he is the only light. Without him, you are in dark. In the dark. You are in darkness. And many of you, some of you are 18. Some of you are 16. There are a few 21s, 22s. A day will come, you will be surprised that you will be cutting a cake for your 45th birthday. Either it will be a cake or it will be kinky. You'll be cutting. Sorry for saying you'll be cutting a cake. sorry for saying you, because some of you may not cut a cake. You may be breaking kinky. The day you are 45 years old, think of yourself. What life will you have as a 45-year-old man? Now you are 19. Let's say you are 20 years. 25 years from here, your decisions, your steps, the things you do, without Jesus guiding you, what life will you be living at age 45? Pretty girls, nice girls. You are 19, you are 18, you are 21. Every boy who sees your breast popping out will say, tss, 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 tss. Please, please, I'm begging you, stop now, stop. Think of yourself right now as a 50-year-old woman. What life would you be living as a 50-year-old woman? What type of husband will be in your life? Where will your children be? As a 45-year-old, as a 38-year-old, are you 30 years? You are a little girl. Add 20 years to your life. 20 from now. How many hurts would you have suffered? How many wounds? And if you get wounded with Jesus, he's a healer. He's the one who will heal your wounds. He's the one who will heal your wounds. Today, I'm presenting Jesus. Who is Jesus? He's the Son of Man. Who is Jesus? He's the way, the truth, and the life. Who is Jesus? He's the light. And finally, who is Jesus? He's the Savior of the world. Clap your hands for Jesus. He saves us. Your problem is that you are 18 years. Your problem is that you are 25 years. In Ghana here, before you were born, a certain man. He was a young man, about 25 years. He became the president of this country. And they called him Junior Jesus. Junior Jesus. And he came. This country, not Togo, not Burkina Faso, this country. He took over the country as Junior Jesus to save this country from the evils and the wickedness he saw. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not a politician, but 40 years afterwards, 30 years afterwards, Ghana, this Ghana, is worse than that Ghana that man came and said it was being destroyed, so he was saving us from. Many of you girls have had men who try to save you from a problem only to impregnate you. Ladies and gentlemen, no man can save you from any problem. Your only savior is Jesus. In Matthew chapter 1 and verse 21, the Bible says in Matthew chapter 1 and verse 21 that he said, she shall bring forth a son, and his name shall be called Jesus. Why? Because he will save his people from their sins. My dear sister, I know your education is not good, but your greatest problem is not your lack of education. My dear brother, you don't look too handsome. Your head looks like a cement bag. But your problem is not the shape of your head. Young girl, I saw the way you were walking to church. A girl doesn't walk like that. A real girl walks like this. A real girl doesn't walk like that. Your walking is a problem. The way you walk is a problem. But I'm saying that there is a bigger problem in your life than the way you walk. Somebody is sitting here, you've written core math exam twice. You failed. Why don't you know maths? That's a problem for you. But I'm telling you that core maths that you don't know is not your greatest problem. Your greatest problem is not your lack of money, not your lack of understanding of friends, your lack of accommodation, your lack of a father, but your greatest problem is the sin problem of your life. If we solve the sin problem, that life will catch up in spite of your mistakes, in spite of the shape of your head, in spite of how twisted your face is. If we solve the sin problem in your life, you will get a husband, and a girl with pretty eyes doesn't have a husband. Most of the things we point to as our problems are not our real problems. My father didn't pay my school fees. I didn't grow up in Accra. I can't speak English. My math teacher was not good. My English teacher didn't teach me well. I didn't go to a good school. My brother-in-law raped me. The government is the reason why I don't have money. Most of the things we point to as the reason for our problems in life are not the real reason. The real reason is the sin nature of your life. And Jesus was sent not to make you rich, not to give you a husband, but to save you, not from untarred roads, but to save you from your sin. If your sin, I can give you a wife, I can give you a husband, but your sinful nature can end your marriage. You yourself, by your behavior, you will end your husband will say, I can't live with you. I can't live with you. The sin in you. Anybody having a normal life, that life is caused by your righteousness. I can give you a job. You have no job. Tomorrow, meet me at Ecobank. By next month, you are one of the managers because you are very well qualified. But the sin in you will bring you back home. One day, a girl had an engagement. True story. And when the man's people came, during the engagement, they brought out envelopes. They were giving the girl's father. They gave the girl. So we have come to her house. I have come to her house to marry her. So my mother, my auntie, and our chami have come. So before I take her to my house, we have to say thank you to her father. Even though he's a short man, he brought her up. So we gave envelopes. Can I have? Do you have envelopes here? You don't have envelopes here? Find envelopes for me. Yes. I want two. Yes, give me that one. I'll give it back to you. Don't take your money. I'll give it back to you. So they brought envelopes. Let me have them. Yeah. So they brought envelopes. My mother, my auntie, they brought envelopes to her mother, her father. First of all, so your mother, for giving birth to her, all the clean hair when she was poo-pooing and all that. So this is to say, sweet mother, sweet mother, we are coming for her. Daddy, you've paid her school fees, you have sold your cloth, you've paid her fees, you've helped her. This is to say thank you for raising this girl to a level that I can see, or our son can see, to marry. Thank you, Daddy. Then they came to the two brothers. That you have been with her. You've lived. It's called Akunta. In Ghana, we say Akunta. You have been a sister. You have kept her. You have protected her. You have taken care of her. So we are coming to, we are going to take your sister away. But we want to say thank you also for being a good friend. And the brother said, they won't take it. Oh! Mommy has taken the envelope. Daddy has taken the envelope. They gave one. Said, they won't take it. True story. They gave one. True story. Said, you won't take it. Do you know why? They said that they know that this girl I'm taking away to marry her, our sister. They know that she will be brought back home. It's not worth. They won't take because they know that this girl will come back home. Why? She was a wicked girl. As I think about it, even one of the examples the brothers gave was that their parents had traveled, were not in the country, and there was no food in the house. The boys would go and do walatu walasa, would go and whatever to get some corn dough. Those days we had a corn meal. Yeah, nikenika. They go and work there, and in the evening, 9 p.m., they will take the leftovers and come and do banku. They suffered. One day there was a problem in the house and they were cleaning. When they went to the sister, this girl's room, under her bed was rice and stew and stove. Not knowing that as we were all there, we are hungry, we can't eat. She is alone. As I tell the story, I realize that it's so true. It never ended. She took the same wickedness and selfishness to her marriage. I don't want to continue that story. Your problem is not the lack of a man. If I give you a man to marry, the sin and evil in you will bring you back home. Ladies and gentlemen, Jesus came to save us, not from poverty, not from lack of education, not from a lack of a husband, but lack of righteousness. He came to save you from your sin, because if your sin nature is solved, you will have money, you will have friends, you will have a job, you will have a wife, you will have a happy home. Anything that brings you down in life is the sin in you. And Jesus, he said, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Stand to your feet. Who is Jesus? He's a savior of the world. He's the light of the world. He's the way. He's the truth. He's the life. He's the son of man. He's the son of God. There's only one, Jesus. And today, everybody close your eyes. Everybody close your eyes. Everybody close your eyes. No movement. I'm going to say, Pastor, ushers, be very careful. Be very careful. You don't destroy what God is doing. You are here today. I want to say, Pastor, I want to give my life to Jesus. I need Jesus. I need the light. I need the way. I need the truth. I need the life. I need Jesus, Pastor. I need someone to save me. I'm full of evil. I'm full of sin. Pastor, pray for me. I want Jesus in my life. If you are here and you want me to pray for you to receive Jesus, every eye closed and every head bowed. Every eye closed. Every eye closed and every head bowed. You want to say, Pastor, pray for me. I want to give my life to Jesus. Wherever you are, just lift your hand. I want to pray for you right now. If you want to receive Jesus, this light, the savior of the world, the way, my sister, make sure you choose Jesus. Otherwise, you are choosing a lie for the rest of your life. And you will have yourself to blame. Every eye closed. Pastor, I want to give my life to Jesus. Pray for me to receive this Jesus. Lift your hand high. High above your head. I see your hand. I need Jesus, Pastor. I need Jesus. I need Jesus. I need this light. Lift your hand high. high. Whether you joined the choir or the dancing stars, whether you came for it to be a member, none of these things means that you are born again. It is different. If you want to give your life to Jesus, lift your hand high. Lift your hand high. High above your head. And if your hand is up, if your hand is up, I want you to keep it up. Keep your hand up and march to the front here. Come to the front. Come. I want to meet you here right now and pray with you. You want to receive Jesus? Come now. Yes. Lift your hand and come. Keep coming. Coming to Jesus. He's alive. I'm waiting for you, Jesus. Here to join the church. I want you to know that you've taken the right decision. Being a member of a choir does not mean that you are born again. What is happening here at this moment is different from any decision you would take in the house of God. If you are here today, young man, look, don't allow the devil to lie to you that you don't need Jesus, that you don't need God, that you are beautiful enough. I'm making the second call. I'm calling you now. Don't look at your friend. Don't look at your friend. Don't look at your friend. This decision to give your life to Jesus, it's the most important decision you'll ever take. It's you and Jesus. As every eye is closed again, we're going to say, Pastor, wait for me, I'm coming. Pastor, wait for me, I'm coming. I'm coming to the cross. I'm coming to Jesus. If you are here like that and you want me to wait for you, I'm waiting for you now. I'm waiting for you. Come. Come. Yes. Yes, come. Come to Jesus. I'm waiting for you. I'm waiting for you. I'm waiting for you. Yes, clap your hand for them. I'm waiting for you. 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 No movement. I want to talk to those of you who came with your friends. We follow our friends everywhere, but there is a place you must say that enough is enough. You know, there were two thieves on the cross with Jesus. Two thieves. Jesus was crucified between two thieves. But just before they died, both of them had a chance to receive Jesus as their savior. One said, I won't do it. But I'm happy that the other thief said, Charlie, I have followed you. I've ended up on the cross. Here too, I should follow you. No. If you will not go to Jesus, I am going to Jesus. And Jesus said, today, you will be with me in paradise. If you are standing by your friend, I want to tell you that there is a time, even in on earth, in school, when you are writing exams, two friends don't hold the same pen. If you are standing by your friend, and your friend says he won't come forward, don't stand there by him. That is making you a fool. Tell yourself, if you won't go, I am going. If you won't go, I'm going. If you won't respond to the love of God. I'm saying that there is a time when two people separate. Today can be the day. Don't follow your friend to your destruction. Don't. Don't. That's why I want every eye closed for the final time. And if you are here, don't look to your left. Don't look to your right. God is talking to you. If you want to receive Jesus, whether your friend's hand is up or it's not up, but you feel that you want to give your life to Jesus, every eye closed and every head bowed, you can lift your hand right now. Just lift it wherever you are. It's a personal decision. Lift it high, high above your head. It's a personal decision. You want to say, Pastor, I'm giving my heart to Jesus. If your hand is up and you are standing in the congregation, finally, you can come. Come to me here. Come. 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 Clap your hands for them. They are coming. Clap your hands for them. They are coming. They are coming. They are coming. Who is joining them? Who is joining them? Who is joining them? The door is about to close. The door is about to close. The door is about to close. Who is joining them? The door is about to close. Every eye closed now. And everybody lift your two hands. If you are sitting down, stand to your feet. Jesus wants to change your life. Jesus Christ wants to change your life. I want you all to say this prayer after me. Say, Heavenly Father, today I surrender my life to Jesus. Say, I realize I am a sinner. I've done many bad things. I almost destroyed my life. I almost allowed Satan to destroy me. I have found Jesus today. And I surrender my life to Jesus. Oh God, have mercy on me and wash my sins with the blood of Jesus. Wash my sins with the blood of Jesus. I want to be pure before you. I am dirty now. My soul is dirty. Wash my soul. Wash my sins with the blood of Jesus. Today, I surrender to you. And I make you my master and my Lord and my Savior. I'm born again. Today, I'm excited that I am born again. I'm a child of God. I'm starting a new life. A new life in Jesus. 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 Now point your finger up like this. One finger. We are talking to Satan. Say, Satan, listen to me carefully. I will not follow you again. You are wicked. You are a destroyer. You are a thief. You are not my friend. Today, I've met my real friend. I've met the lover of my soul. I've met Jesus. Satan, listen to me carefully. You are not my master. Jesus is my master. Satan, I won't follow you again. I won't serve you again. I won't obey you again. I will only obey Jesus, my Lord and my master. Today, I declare that I am born again. I'm a child of God. I will never be the same again. I will never be the same again. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Wave your hand and say, thank you, Jesus. Wave your two hands and say, thank you, Jesus. I am born again. I'm a child of God. I'm a child of God. Wave your two hands. Wave and say, I'm born again. I'm a child of God. I'm a child of God. Jesus is my master. I am new. I've turned my back to the world. Only Jesus is my master. In Jesus' name. Amen. I want to say to all of you that you've taken a good decision. Turn to your neighbor and congratulate the person. Say, well done. Those in front, turn to your neighbor. Look for two people. Tell two people. Shake two hands and say, well done. Well done. Tell the person, we are friends now. We are brothers in Christ. No, shake somebody's hand and say, we are brothers in Christ. You are my sister in the Lord. Clap your hands for Jesus. I want to say to all of you, congratulations. I took this decision 40 years ago. I'm still in the church. I'm still a child of God. I've got pastors. You see the sign there, follow me. Can you see the sign the woman is holding? Why are you following her too? You are following her to the pastors who are waiting for you. They will take down your name, your number, know about you. Because you are now a baby in the Lord. And you need to be cared for. A baby must be cared for. Somebody will come and talk to you, will pray with you and say, no, don't do this. Will answer your questions, will talk to you and will help you to grow up. You will grow up till one day you also can help someone grow up in the Lord. So I want you to go with our pastor, lady pastor. Follow me. Please go to her right now. All of you come this way. All of you come this way. Go to your pastor. Keep going. Keep going. Clap your hands for them. Keep clapping your hands. Oh, don't stop clapping for them. Now, some of you, every eye open, look at me. Some of you gave your life to Christ some time ago, but sin entered your life and you are now a backslidden Christian. If you had not been brought to church today, you would never have been to church for some time. Today may be the first time. In a year, in months. Today, I want to pray for anybody who wants to rededicate his life. You were born again before, but you slipped away and lost your salvation. Jesus wants you to come back to him. I want, if you want to rededicate your life, I want you to close your eyes, everyone. You want to rededicate your life to Jesus. I want you to lift up your right hand. I want to pray for you if you want to rededicate your life to Jesus. Lift your hand. You want to rededicate. You want to commit your life to Christ again. Dedication of your life to Jesus again. Lift your hand high above your head. You want to rededicate your life. You gave your life to Jesus some time ago, but now you have fallen away, but you want to come back to Jesus. Lift your hand high. I see your hand. I see your hand. Lift it high. I see your hand. If your hand is lifted up, I want you to come to me now. with your hand lifted for a rededication prayer. Come. Come now. You want to rededicate your life? Come. I'm waiting for you to come. I'm waiting for you to come. You want to rededicate your life? Come. You want to rededicate your life? Rededication of your life to Jesus. You want to rededicate your life? God bless you, sir. Come. You want to rededicate your life to Jesus? Come. You want to rededicate your life to Jesus? Somebody here, I don't know where you are, but I just feel in my spirit that you need to rededicate your life to Jesus. Today is Jesus' day. I don't know where you are. No one should call anybody. Leave them, please. Mavis, don't do what you are doing. Don't talk to anybody. My sister, please go back. Go back. If you feel you want to, don't push anyone to take a decision like that. It shows you are not, you don't even understand. When the person does that, then what else? Are you going to be there to force the person to read the Bible, to do this? I mean, Christ, we go to Jesus. He touches. Christ said, if my Father hasn't brought you to me, you will never come. No man can come to me except the Father draws him. So instead of forcing people to give their life to Christ, rather pray for them and teach them what is right. Before I pray for them, if you are here and you want to, on your own, rededicate your life to Jesus, you cannot come. If you want to rededicate your life to Jesus, you can come. You can come. Nobody is forcing you. You can come. You can come. If you want to rededicate your life to Jesus, you can come. Those in front, lift your two hands and say, Heavenly Father, today, I want you all to kneel down. Kneel down. Those in front. Say, you loved me enough and you saved me, but I strayed away like the prodigal son. I followed my desires. Today, I've come back to my senses and I'm returning to you. Please receive me. Please accept me and wash me. I declare today, I'm not going back anymore. I'll never go back again. I will walk with you. I will serve you. I will obey you. I will live my life for you. Thank you, Jesus, for my salvation, for my rededicated life. Thank you for the strength to live for you again. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. I want you to go with this pastor. She's going to talk to you. All of you who rededicated your life, she will talk to you. And then you come back and take your seat. God bless you. You can go. Clap your hands for them. I want you to put your hands together and let's welcome our pastor, Bishop George, to close us. I want us to wait for those who are out there. They should all come in so we end the service with a good offering. Somebody sings and then announcements happen. Let's welcome Bishop George.
Hallelujah. Oh, why don't you put your hands together?
Let appreciate the man of God and the word of God that has been brought to us. Who is Jesus? Hallelujah. What a blessing. I feel full. It's been a whole package. It's been a whole experience in the presence of God this morning. Bishop, we want to say thank you so much. I want you to put your hands together. Let's appreciate our pastor, our bishop, for teaching us about Jesus. There are few places in Accra this morning where you will hear this type of preaching. Preaching only about Jesus. We are not talking about money or talking about sardines and things. We are talking about Jesus. That is a great, great blessing. Amen. Wonderful. We are coming quickly to the end of our experience. It's now time for a Holy Communion. In this church, every Sunday we take communion. Amen. Jesus said that as long as you do this, you keep me in your mind. You have remembrance of me. Hallelujah. So we have communion elements, the bread and the wine. If you didn't get yours, tell your neighbor that, neighbor, next time, next Sunday, when you're coming, get it. It's at the entrance. It's sold at the entrance for one city or something like that. At the entrance, so you can get it. Now, if you have yours, I want you to take your communion, the bread and the wine. Hallelujah. Can I have everybody upstanding? We are closing. We are taking communion and then we take an offering. We are out. Can we all be upstanding, please? I know that it's been a long day, but we are ending now. Let's give respect to the Lord. We are eating the body and the blood of Jesus. Let's give it respect. Let's be upstanding, please. This will be quick and then we'll be out of here. Amen. Wonderful.
Father, let this bread,
yes,
we receive be bring healing to our lives.
Amen.
The body of Jesus Christ.
The body of Jesus. Please eat it.
When I see the blood, oh yeah, I will pass over you.
Now, take the blood. May this blessing be on your life, the blessing of being washed with the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
May all your mistakes,
yes,
and the mistakes which are fighting you today be cleansed through,
amen,
the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus Christ.
The blood of Jesus Christ. Please take it.
Lift your hands for your blessing.
Lift your hands for a blessing.
As the Lord himself has determined, you shall not be consumed,
amen,
by your crisis,
amen,
your problem,
amen,
your challenge,
yes,
and your difficulty,
amen.
May the Lord send his warring angels,
amen,
to fight for you,
amen,
to fight for you,
amen.
Close your eyes right now,
yes,
and in the realm of the spirit I see angels of the Lord descending over your dwelling place.
Yes, Lord.
And over your life.
Thank you, Jesus.
With a sword that is drawn
to
strike,
yes,
the enemy,
yes,
in the heart.
In the name of Jesus.
May the heart and the core of the enemy that challenges you and confronts you be pierced with the sword of the Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
May the head of that evil thing that confronts you and challenges you be cut off.
In the name of Jesus.
May it be bound.
Amen.
Lift your hand. May it be bound.
Amen.
May it be resisted.
In the name of Jesus.
May it be overcome.
In the name of Jesus.
And may it be overturned.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus,
yes,
Christ,
Lord.
Savior of the world.
Yes.
The Lord bless you.
Amen.
The Lord caused you to be advanced.
Amen.
As he advanced Moses and Aaron.
Amen.
May you be advanced.
Amen.
The Lord blessed you to be a good servant.
Amen.
Who becomes a friend.
In the name of Jesus.
And who one day becomes the senior.
Amen.
And the master.
Yes.
The Lord blessed you to be a good child.
Sutakasa.
A favored child.
Dabadaga.
A favored servant.
Dibalamano.
A favored worker.
In the name of Jesus.
The Lord give you the good spirit.
Amen.
The good smell.
Yes.
The good scent.
Amen.
Of a good servant.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus,
yes,
Christ.
Lord.
Let every heir and spirit of superiority be taken away from you.
Jesus.
But let the scent of a humble servant,
Jesus,
be the scent that you carry everywhere.
Amen.
May you carry the sweet savor of a servant of the Lord everywhere you go and find favor in the name of Jesus Christ.
Thank you.
The Lord make his face shine on you.
Amen.
And the Lord give you peace.
Jesus.
In Jesus' name. Let me hear your loudest amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
We trust that you have been mightily blessed and affected by the word of God preached by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Do join one of our lovely services from the Makene Cathedral near Valley View University, Oyibi, Accra, this and every weekend at 7:30 p.m. on Saturdays, as well as 7:30 a.m. and 12 noon on Sundays. Connect with Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo on Facebook Live, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and on your favorite podcast app. Thank you for joining us. God bless you.